The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Off to Massachusetts now, where a Somerville man is the winner of the Massachusetts State Lottery Jingle Contest.
Mm. Wow. That's a thing, huh?
I didn't know that existed. I would have thrown my hat in the ring had I known.
You have to make a lottery jingle?
You have to make a lottery jingle. Andrew Brink did it. Does Dave the Jingler approve? Let's see what his lottery jingle sounds like.
Whether you're playing for fun or playing for keeps at the Massachusetts State Lottery.
Armed with his electric guitar and some catchy lyrics, Somerville's Andy Brink beat 150 other contestants to win the Mass Lottery's Sound of Winning Jingle Contest.
I sent it in, you know, before this whole pandemic hit and everything, and like kind of forgot about it.
A lot has changed in the world since he submitted the jingle about 7 months ago. The pandemic has put his aspiring music career and live performances on hold.
Mm. Oh, it's so different. It's, you know, first of all, you know, I can't go anywhere. There are no live venues. And I was always a live performer myself. So this is really hard on me as it is for everybody else.
What explodes while we're plowing the roads? And we're building schools while you're buying a pool. So try your lucky numbers. You can see for yourself.
Contestants were asked to write a short song celebrating what it means to live, work, or play in Massachusetts.
It's not a jingle.
And Andy admits entering wasn't even his idea.
I think, you know, like the first day that the jingle contest was released, my coworker came to me and he goes, I heard about this jingle contest on the radio. You gotta enter.
Everyone's a winner in the Commonwealth.
Can't wait for him to get back out there.
I like the idea of Jingle Idol. Like you,
Jingle Idol!
You judge it.
What a great
like
idea!
The Simon
Cowell. That's
terrible. Jingle Idol.
You are a disgrace to the jingle world!
Yeah, like you really ridicule.
Get out of here right now! You call that a jingle?
Worst jingle.
We'll hit you with shame. Jingle Idol. Amazing.
Like a jingle's got to be, what would you say? A jingle has
catchy.
To be
that was
10
a
seconds.
Song.
10 seconds
short
top.
And sweet.
Yeah, that's too much. I was like, okay, this and that. And
yeah,
this
that's
and
not
that.
A jingle. That's a
that.
Song.
He's like the tool of jinglers.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I'm going to pitch this to a network right now. Jingle Idol. Jingle Idol. Welcome to Jingle Idol. Who's going home tonight?
Listen.
That lottery douchebag. You die!
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Get out!
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, I'm homeless. My parents all died.
Yes. Can you jingle?
I have only one leg and my other arm is
can
gone.
Can you jingle?
Listen to what he has to say.
So pitchy.
Dog bun.
So pitchy.
Come on,
I
Dom.
Love it. I love it.
The whole audience
yes
is crying.
I love
the whole
story.
Whole audience is crying.
You're an inspiration.
Thank you so much for everything.
You're going to the next round.
Hollywood.
No, we don't do it in Hollywood.
Sandusky,
Iowa.
You're going to Sandusky.
Beautiful Sandusky, Ohio.
Jingle capital.
Lovely, lovely place.
Beautiful scenery. I love it. I love the idea.
So you do it. Mm-hmm. You
like
you're
the
homeless.
Michigan Lottery. They had like a, oh, now I forget. They had a great song that was there.
But it wasn't full song?
But it was, they just gave you like a tease of it and it was stuck in my head forever.
Sometimes that's the key is to have the song, but really just the front has to be a winner and the end has to be a winner. You know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of commercials that are like that, where like it kicks off and it's like, and then it just plays music,
yeah.
And then they're talking about whatever, and then it's like,
you
know, like there's
that's all you need, big finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Come On, Let's Play, Dave.
Is that what's that? Is this one?
Get your coffee with Room for a Win. Play your favorite games online at MichiganLottery.com. Catch yourself a big prize. Signing up is quick, easy, and free. You'll never know where you'll win.
Blah,
get 10
blah,
free
blah.
Games when you sign up with promo code PLAY. Come on.
let's play.
Nope.
I thought they sang it at the end, like, come on, let's play the Michigan lottery today.
There was something, but it wasn't like, it wasn't bold. It wasn't like, you got to play the lottery. It was something else. It was a song they used in their commercials that just stuck with me.
I didn't know they had a jingle.
They did. I think I Shazammed it once.
You Shazammed it? I wonder if it would be in my Shazam.
You did not. It's,
I think I did.
Why did you Shazam it?
Because I'm like, well, what's that song?
Most people Shazam cool songs and TV shows and movies and things. Not a jingle off of a lottery.
Do you know how you post on LinkedIn that you're looking for a job?
Do I? Yeah, I know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I got to check there. That out.
No, I think
why
I did.
Though? But why?
I don't know. Lisa, because it's stuck. It's stuck in my head.
But you need. So you needed to know. What did you need to do with it? You needed to know who sang it.
Yeah, like what's that song? I just wanted to know what that song was.
You thought it was a special song, and it wasn't like a lottery written jingle. Like it was a
no. It's an actual song they used.
Oh, okay.
Right? What was it? There was a commercial that like there was a band in it, and the dad was like, I never thought my son would make it, you know, but now he's in a rock and roll band and something. And they used and they would, I can't remember who they were, but there was like a rock and roll.
If anyone
signed
knows.
To a record label, they got signed to a record label.
Oh, I think I've seen that commercial. I have like vague hazy memories of it. But I don't know what to think about Shazamming jingles.
It was a song used in a commercial. It wasn't so much a jingle.
No one's calling or texting.
I'm the only one that liked it.
He's just sitting there like, what jingle is this? Where's the artist?
Yeah, that place is looking for somebody.
You're going to get a new job because I Shazammed a jingle?
Well, I can see where we're going. I just see the writing on the wall.
Jingle Idol.
Yeah, we played it here on the show. Beyonce. I know, that's how I heard it.
Beyonce. Oh, look at that. It's on the west side of
my Shazam's not working lately. Everybody else have them?
Mine works
Shazams?
Like a charm.
I got full Shazam. I never use Shazam.
No. Don't have the app downloaded?
I do not, Lee.
You're missing out. No need.
You're missing out. I'm just always like,
that's true.
I don't know who that is, nor do I care.
Yeah.
When I hear jingles.
Right.
Yeah, no.
I've Shazammed some stuff through the years.
Yeah.
So I have
Shazamming, jingling.
Yeah. Where my Shazam app is.
There's a song by Dead Can Dance. I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's an 80s song.
Yeah.
Dead Can Dance.
Yeah. Foster the People songs in here. Wow. I've Shazammed quite a bit.
Anyways. All right. Marijuana use is on the rise among older Americans. 1 in 20 say they've used pot within the previous month. About 5% of men and women age 55 and older say they've used marijuana or hashish in the previous month, which is the highest it's ever been.
So easy to get now.
Well, yeah,
it's
everywhere.
Yeah.
Use was twice as high among older men, with about 6.7% reporting cannabis use, compared to 3.5% of women. They say it could be there are more people using it for medical conditions, but there also are more using it for recreational uses.
Well, yeah. There's no real getting in trouble anymore, so.
Yeah.
Reported cannabis use increased yearly over the past several years, especially among men. Largest increases, of course, in the states where it's legal now. But pot use among seniors went up right across the country.
Old people are getting stoned.
I feel like old people, too, are using it, even if it's not necessarily through a doctor. They're using it for pain. They're using it for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know a bunch of different old people that, you know, have been going through pain or through, like, a cancer thing. And someone is like, hey, let me get you this thing. You know, and they try, and they're like, wow, it changes their
cannabinoids
life.
Can really, really help people.
Right.
Like seizure, like people that have seizures and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom tried it.
Yeah. Does she still do it or no?
No.
Nah, it didn't really
she
work
didn't
for
really,
her.
She didn't find that it worked. I don't know if she gave it enough chance to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Right.
But
I talked to someone over the weekend. They're not older, but they're younger. But they're like, yeah, I smoked it again. I haven't smoked it in a while. And I felt every pain on my body. I'm like, it's not supposed to make you feel pain in your body. I thought that was so funny.
It's supposed to be the opposite, right?
She's like, oh, this hurts. Oh, that hurts. like,
wow.
I'm like, that didn't react very well with
no.
me.
Did she smoke the right stuff?
I don't know what she did.
That's too crazy to go try to get high and just be like, oh!
Yeah.
Oh, God! It hurts!
I did not like what it is on the movie!
Oh, God! Right, because I'd be expecting, like, I'm going to feel totally relaxed.
Right,
I'd
right.
get the munchies.
Right.
I'd be super chill, Dave. And I'm like, ah, my knee! Oh, my calves! My calves!
Why did that work out?
Oh, this tennis elbow!
Why did that work out?
My earache! My ears are aching!
Yeah.
Because your hair hurt! My hair hurts!
Jaw pain!
My fingers hurt! My back! Everything hurts! This is the worst! Forearm tightness! That's so hard!
That's opposite. That's opposite of what should have happened.
That's crazy. He's nuts.
I'm going to look it up. Can weed cause pain? The only thing is that maybe it could cause some kind of sensitivity to touch. I don't even know.
I don't even know. Wasn't her first time smoking it either.
No.
You know, but she...
Well, okay.
Uh-oh.
High doses of THC can actually make consumers more sensitive to pain.
I might have smoked a bit too much.
Yeah, too much.
I got back into it a bit too fast. Too much too quick. Ouch, I am in a lot of pain.
You okay, man?
No, I did way too much. My back, my legs, my hips, my neck.
I'm starting to feel it, man.
Can you feel all your pains? Yeah, there you go. Now you know you're high.
Are your eyeballs hurting? They look like you're squinting.
I don't want to blink because it hurts so bad. I got to try and keep them half open.
Yeah, they gave in a test study, they gave people low THC, moderate THC, and high THC.
I think you're figuring something out here, at least.
And everyone that had high THC saw a big increase in pain sensitivity.
That's weird.
Must have been it.
So, yeah, like if someone is, you know, they just worked out really hard, and, you know, like the day after you work out really hard is when you feel it the most, really. Mm-hmm. And so then if you hit some super high levels of THC, you could be in for it, I guess. Some people.
Yeah. Never had heard that before today, though. That's a first.
I never had heard it before.
None of
she
us.
Said it.
Even some
I laughed
alleged
so hard.
Weed users here have no idea it could increase your pain level.
I heard that it could make your pain tolerance, like, down the line, you know, be increased or decreased. But
really?
I didn't know it'd make you feel
instantly.
Pain more.
That's interesting.
This issue. More THC, the better.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't, like, because you've had some ailments, it didn't make anything worse.
No, like, I mean, I got into medical marijuana because I got back problems. I had three bulging discs, and I don't want to be an opioid, so I started smoking, you know, weed, and I'm much more flexible. Like Chuck will tell you, I can touch my toes.
Oh my God.
I can't do it like I used to when I smoke.
I put his ankles right behind his head.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't feel an ounce of pain. It's all pleasure.
So we have learned that your friend may have had a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're figuring it out.
And that pumped up their weed pain.
I just started again for the first time. Had a lot. Like a lot.
For the first time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're going to start, though, with a hot or not.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Haven't done one of these in a bit.
We have not, because none really have come up.
Yeah.
This went from bad to worse for this Florida girl. Hmm. Cops in Leesburg, Florida, found 19-year-old Madison Bryant sitting in the middle of a highway median
wasted. Turns out she got into an argument with her boyfriend. She made him stop his truck and let her out right there. Police did find him nearby as well. He ended up with a DUI. Madison, well, she wasn't facing any charges at that point. She was just sitting drunk at the side of the road.
Yeah.
But while they were arresting the boyfriend, she asked if she could pee.
Sure.
They said, well, we can drive you to a gas station.
Yeah.
And she said, no, I want to pee right here. I need to pee right now. They said, no, no, no. You can't do that.
Yeah.
We'll drive you to a gas station. Well, before they had a chance, she whipped off her panties, squatted in front of their police car, hung on to the front bumper, and went for it.
Hmm.
So she hung on to the bumper and then urinated?
Yeah, she held on squatted. For balance, I guess, right? Yeah. As she was squatting.
Yep.
She was probably so drunk.
So James does it.
So after she pulled her pants up, they arrested her for disorderly intoxication. Then, on her way to jail, she said, listen, I just need a couple of puffs of my Juul. Can you give it back to me? And they said, no.
Oh.
So that's when she said, well, how about I blow you for it?
Well, that, you can't say that.
Sometimes you can.
They denied that offer.
Yeah.
The disorderly intoxication charge is just a misdemeanor, but then they tacked on a charge for trying to bribe a public servant. That's a felony.
Right.
Yeah.
So now she's due back in court at the end of the month to face all these charges. The big question is, through all this, is she hot or not? You can play along at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, where you'll find her mugshot.
What do you think, Andy?
What do I think? Yeah. What do I think of this situation?
Why don't you go first this time?
Well, let me get all ready here.
Yeah.
I think you should decline an offer for a beejer if the lady is currently, squatting and holding onto a police car.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And urinating right there roadside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not my kind of lady.
Right.
No.
But what would you rate her on the
this
hot or not scale?
This is a hot or not segment.
So hot or not, I'm going to say she's a 3.
I understand.
But she's big, right? Because she's got a... She's got to, like, hold herself up.
I don't know, though. She could be just real drunk.
Well, she's super drunk.
See?
She's not doing squats.
I've come from a different side of this.
Okay.
Okay? Here's where I'm coming from. All right?
Yes.
Only hot chicks demand to be let out of a car right here and right now.
You don't think, like, ugly chicks demand to be let out?
I think they know they don't have a chance to get a ride home from anybody else.
Oh, okay. All right. That's one way to look
at it. Hot chicks think, number one, that you won't do it. You won't do it. You wouldn't let me out on the side of the road. Yeah, we will. Also, then the BJ offer. I think she was really thinking she had something to offer here. 19. Plus, she's 19.
So she hasn't had time to
for the state to beat her down and for the drugs to take hold and all that stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can see where it easily could be a 3. There's no question. All of the things, it could be a 3. But I'm going to go with my gut, which is saying she's a 7.
She's a seven. That's pretty high.
That's the widest difference we've had.
I know.
Andy with a 3.
We got a 3 from Andy and a 7 from
Andy. He's
seven.
Probably right. But that demanding to get let me out of this car doesn't happen a lot.
And the,
because they know they can't just put a thumb up and 25 guys will pull over.
Right.
To give them a lift.
Well, what number would you give her? You can play along at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com where you're going to see her mugshot. Mm. And are you ready?
Ready.
Here he is.
Okay.
From Leesburg, Florida.
Buckle up.
Madison Leesburg. Bryant.
Chuck wins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a 7. I'd say a 7 is pretty accurate.
I bet.
You were right.
Yeah.
She was a little higher.
Well, this thing, I bet she has an Instagram that looks
smoking hot.
Even crazier. This is her completely bombed and on the side of a road.
What I thought.
I couldn't find the Instagram.
Oh, no.
James already did the research. Yeah. But I think to do that squat move, you know, it's not, you have to know, you have to be flexible.
Oh, like imagine me having to do a squat move. I'd just tumble and... Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I can see it could have went either way. The only thing is, I just... The confidence that a girl has to say, let me out of the car. And then this guy, he trumped her confidence by saying, all right, get out.
Yeah.
Because I think that girl expected no one's going to say, yes, get out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Drop the BJ card.
And then she dropped that pretty quick.
You can't drop the BJ card. You cannot. Because there may be the odd cop that'll fall for that, but now with body cams, that just doesn't fly.
Right.
Yeah, I cannot find any. I mean, she's from Leesburg, Florida.
Mm.
You think we'd find some more about her?
Seems like someone her age would have an Instagram account.
Oh, they should.
Yeah, but it's
and she definitely looks
they probably
like
don't use her name. She might not use her real name.
It's just crazy to be a cop and just. Watch her peeing right there.
I'm sure they see that all the time. Probably more dudes.
Yeah, I think dudes just pee their pants.
Yeah. I think girls have a tendency to do the go around the cop car. Like we watched the one where the girl took the poop right on that live PD.
Oh, that's right.
Right in front of the cop car. So,
but that was drug related, right?
Yeah. This is close.
I'm desperately trying to find more pictures of her, but no, that's a dude.
But, I mean, you can tell.
Yeah. You can tell.
She had messy hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She was...
she had that look.
The I might pee by a cop car and blow you look.
Well, just that, like, I'd be up to no good. I'm a party girl kind of look.
Yeah.
That's not her.
No. I just, you know... She looks like she was at like a Kesha after party.
Probably.
Or she could be a cousin of Kesha.
Yeah.
She's kind of got that look. Like that's a good one.
Kesha.
A little dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Little, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's partied.
She knows how to party.
Yeah.
For 19, she's probably seen a lot.
Yeah.
If you want to check her out for yourself, you can. Her mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Listen. The last thing you want to hear when your dong is out is a gunshot.
You're goddamn right.
Mm.
Especially if you were the one to fire the weapon. A Boston area man is recovering in a hospital this morning after he shot his penis about 2:00 in the morning. About 1:55 a.m., Boston police officers and detectives from District B3 responded to an area of 10 Rockwell Street in Dorchester for a reported person shot. Mm. Man found outside of an apartment building on the sidewalk, gunshot wound to the genitals. Detectives followed a blood trail from the street into the apartment building where he shot his dick.
Jesus.
Injuries, they say, consistent with accidental self-discharge of the weapon.
So, like, what this guy did, he shot himself in the penis,
mm-hmm.
and then he ran outside to the street?
Well, I guess he panicked, right?
Well, that's what I mean. So, like, when you shoot, you just start running.
Probably.
You just start running.
Alarming situation.
I know.
Shooting yourself in the Johnson.
I know. It's just crazy to start running down the street.
He was transported by Boston EMS EMTs to an area hospital. They say serious but non-life-threatening injuries. He is expected to survive. It's unknown how hard this will impact his future romantic endeavors. There's some pictures of the cops on the scene there.
Nothing really good happens at 2:00 in the morning.
No, you're so right, especially with guns and
not with guns.
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty cool two in the mornings.
You know what's funny though? Oh, no. They'll say that to like college athletes. They'll be like, "Hey, listen, nothing good ever happens after midnight."
True. Hey, listen, that's the rule in life.
Yeah,
I've been at parties. I'm like, nothing good's gonna happen here right now. Time to go.
Yeah,
unless people have sex or something at 2:00.
Sure. I mean, there's some stuff, but I mean,
when you're just sitting there and you're up at 2:00 in the morning and you got a gun,
yeah.
Look how much he bled out from his groin.
Well, I wonder where it got him, you know.
That's a lot of penis
blood. I wonder where it got him.
Oh, that's a tough call, too, as you have to show up.
I'm trying to get a read off of the cops. Like, don't you think like those two guys were standing there like, yeah, blew his dick off.
That's what they're saying, dude.
And the guy's like, it was completely out.
You think his dick gonna make it?
Yeah, no, his dick is gone. That thing is gone.
What happened here, fellas?
Guy blew his dick off.
What do you mean? He blew the whole thing
shot
off?
Shot it just completely right off. It wasn't much.
Is that what all that, is all that blood there? Penis blood?
That's it. Don't touch it.
Oh, God. Is the thing gonna be able to put back on? Or
hell no.
Oh, man,
it's gone.
It is funny if you caption like that what they're saying. That's exactly what it looks like. Look at the cops. Yeah. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, because the one guy's looking at him like, can you believe it? It's gone. This is one of the worst things I've seen. I've been doing this for 12 years already, and this is terrible.
I think I found part of it over here.
Oh,
looks like a dog chewed on it. Or...
Oh, no.
I'm just the crime lab guy.
Yeah, that's poor guy right there.
Yeah,
I'll take some photos of this.
The penis blood photographer.
I'm just a simple penis blood photographer.
Get my New Balance. I got to take some pictures of the penis blood.
They got the dog.
Yeah, what's the dog looking for?
I think you know.
The dick?
I think the cadaver dog is going to smell the wiener out.
Oh. Mm. But he blew it off inside, apparently.
I know, but what if I had pants on and then
it rolled down.
Came out?
Make sure.
Yeah, he traveled down that pant leg.
Oh.
Better give that dog some extra treats today.
Yeah.
Give the dog a bone.
You don't want him to be hungry. When
you don't.
That's not a sausage.
Oh,
drop.
Yeah, I mean, bad news for the cops that had to show up and see it, but worse news for the guy who shot his dog.
That guy has a 1,000-yard stare right now.
Look at him. I was just going to say that, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he saw too much.
All right, from dong injuries to ass injuries, a Chinese man just destroyed his ass.
Mm.
He needed 20 stitches on his ass after the toilet he was sitting on shattered during use. Not only was his ass destroyed, now he faces a hefty bill to pay for the damage.
Oh, I get a double whammy?
Yeah, the guy, known only by his surname, Mr. Li, suffered the unpleasant sounding injury while staying at the Dachang Hotel in the northern China area. The hotel owner is demanding Mr. Li pay him back for breaking the toilet. He claims he was using the toilet incorrectly.
Okay.
He claims he was squatting on top of it instead of sitting on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but we know that that is the way that a lot of those guys go to the bathroom.
Because apparently it's the healthier way to go to the
bathroom. Yeah, but it can break the toilet, right? Yeah,
they're not designed for it.
There's Mr. Li there.
Look at his face.
Is he pooping right now?
I just destroyed my ass.
You can see this guy at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We put a link to the article up there.
That's your problem right there.
You got a toilet in your butt.
This very easily could have happened to me here.
So I'm
stand
very...
on the toilet.
No, I didn't have to stand on it.
But it almost did break on you.
It did.
I always
forget. But it almost came off the wall.
Here we have the very precarious toilet mounted to the wall, not toilet...
On the ground.
On the ground.
Yeah.
Our toilet comes out of the wall, and it's just supported by
a couple loose nuts.
Loose nuts and some caulking.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So to me, it looks like it'd come off at some point.
And the wall was giving way back in the day. Like the wall, the whole wall was giving way.
It would creak every time you sat down, you said.
Yeah.
You'd hear noises.
Yep.
So this guy said to the local TV station, my injuries are very serious. I can barely stand. I have huge gashes on my ass. I needed 20 stitches, two layers of stitches.
Oh, my God.
He said only sat on it. He denies he was squatting on top of it. He said he hadn't even done his business yet before it shattered.
Mm.
So he didn't even get a chance to poop. There's the leftover.
That is destroyed. It looks like somebody just came with
a sledgehammer.
Yeah. Sledgehammer, yeah.
Like they were replacing the toilet.
But the hotel owner says he can still see shoe marks on the toilet seat, proving this guy was squatting.
Oh, that's funny.
That's how they do it over there, right?
Like some people.
Yeah,
it's like a hole in the ground.
Yeah, it's a hole in the ground. So they're used to that. And then they go to a hotel and it has like a normal toilet. And they're like, oh, I guess I get up on this thing like that.
Mr. Lee says that it's not what he was doing. He said, I hadn't even touched a single thing yet. I was on the edge of the toilet bowl, and the toilet flipped and shattered as I tried to get off. He denies squatting, so now he's locked in a dispute with the hotel owner over this.
How much do they want for the toilet? Man, I would be rushing down to pay for the toilet if I destroyed a toilet.
Listen, man.
I'm sorry, but something terrible has happened.
Is he showing his... ass injury here? Is that what he's doing?
My ass!
He is a rookie. The very swollen.
He is.
ever since you told that story about the toilet that was like on the wall and it, I never used that bathroom for that.
Oh my God.
Like, I need a grounded toilet.
That would be a very bad day at work.
Oh my God.
But I think it will happen to me. Like, I'll go in after chuck or something. And then
He'll loosen it up. You'll go in.
Yeah, I'll smell like oranges, and then I'll be on the ground.
Yeah.
There was a couple of times
you were real oily from all the orange spray on the ground that I spray.
I've almost slipped in that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I make it real slick.
I'm like, oh my God.
It's like a tropical ice skating rink when you go in there.
Yeah,
the couple of times I've actually sat on that toilet in there, I feel it changing from the walls.
Yeah,
grip. Like
I know.
It's like sounds like a submarine that's starting to lose bolts.
Yeah, it's taking on pressure.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is the day.
It would be the worst day if one of us was in there when that thing came free from the wall.
Listen,
It was a bad day.
It was a really bad day when I had to contact Sherry,
the engineer,
and say, hey, I almost took the toilet right off the wall today.
That's a bad email.
Can we do something about it? I mean, it's almost as bad as it breaking.
Yeah.
Almost. Like, I had to be the one. Like, Sherry.
Yeah.
I almost cracked a porcelain toilet right out of a wall.
Yeah, that's bad.
The thing about Sherry, though, is that, like, she hasn't heard it before.
Right. She's at least a... I'm glad it was her, I told
right.
her. Not someone else.
Yeah, it's true. Normally, you wouldn't want to tell a woman.
But yeah.
Sherry knows all our secrets.
Yeah. Exactly.
She can deal with it. But it's... bad. Jason's worried that it's going to happen when you're in there too, Chuck.
But
for different reasons, right, Jason?
Well, I feel like if it does, it's just going to rush out, and it's going to be like when the Red Sea collapsed on the Egyptians.
Oh my God.
Exactly. You don't want to be an Egyptian that day.
You know? The Red Sea is going to be a brown ocean.
Yeah, the brown.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to just be floating out into the middle of 8 Mile.
Jason.
To the largest turd you can find to survive, Jason.
Yeah, I got a Jew robe to wrap around me.
Exactly. You better try and act like Moses. You better part that sea.
I'll do my best. I'll use the shofar to try. But
instead of floating on a door like in Titanic, he'll be just floating on a turd.
Oh, wow.
That's too bad.
I didn't think it could get worse.
Yeah, no, it just did. It just did.
It could.
Let's hope for everyone here that doesn't happen.
Yes.
Especially your ass, Chuck, because it could be destroyed if that thing shatters.
No, I get it.
Like this guy. Hopefully he doesn't have to pay for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
A tourist has outraged animal lovers after uploading selfies of herself holding a tiger's balls at an animal park.
You guys don't do that when you
go
to the safari?
This woman, Wara Shea Akarashiapius, had been visiting the Tiger Kingdom in Chiang Mai in northern Thailand. It's a hot spot for tourists that want to take selfies with killer animals.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman from Bangkok decided to cup the tiger's balls.
I tell you.
While she took a picture.
That doesn't seem safe.
No.
Oh my God, she really got a hold of him, too.
Deal with this chick.
Super crazy, right?
No.
The Sue's photo op did not sit well with the online masses. They accused her of humiliating the tiger.
Oh, she's not just...
Oh, she's touching
him. He's like shaming him for having such a small tiger.
I think that she is doing something on purpose here, guys.
What do you mean? What she's saying is
this is for...
No.
Yeah. I do. You have to understand.
Okay, first of all, this park lets you sit.
Stuff is big in Asia.
Buy a tiger and just sit right beside them and take a selfie? How do people not die?
Listen, and the thing is, I thought she'd be like reaching through a cage. She is in there with this tiger.
That's what I'm saying. She's sitting beside him.
But then to take the risk of grabbing his genitals.
I'm surprised he didn't attack
me
her.
Too.
That is.
He's like, oh, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Oh, no one's grabbed those in a while. Thanks so much.
They don't. It's crazy. Aww. They don't show the whole video and like what led to that moment. I don't know. There's something fishy there.
That tiger was just like, when you got your hands on my balls, man.
Yeah, well, what they're saying is that the place has been accused of sedating animals.
Oh, that's not cool.
So that almost proves that the thing was sedated.
If you can grab a tiger's balls and it's like,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
How are you doing? The head zookeeper there said that visitors are closely monitored, but they do not allow tourists to grab tiger balls, but they're allowed to touch any other part of the animal's body as long as the specialists are present.
Mm. Oh, my God. It's like the updated version of Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Grab a tiger by its toe.
Yeah.
If he hollers, let him go.
They say, we will now make sure no visitor will ever be able to touch this part of a tiger's body again.
It has to be sedated because that would never fly. It
has to be. I mean, that tiger should have just turned around and...
I mean, it was letting
China.
Him. Yeah.
It's crazy that you can just get that close to a tiger to begin with, never mind fondle them.
Yeah.
And she has no fear.
Well, like, not at all. 'Cause I'm guessing the people there know that they've been given...
That they've been sedated?
Something.
Well, they say it's never been proven. They've been accused of doing it. But
got right in close to that tiger's butthole, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, everything's back there, right? And you're going for it.
That's why I just think something else.
See, there's right something there, nefarious. Right there, that tiger was like, whoa.
There's something.
Hey, whoa. How you doing?
I think if he would have, she would have got near his butt, though. That would have been not.
It would have woke him up.
Didn't it look like she had her thumb almost around it?
I don't know.
I wasn't really paying that close.
She's got her thumb like...
That's...
Is that the front or the...
I can't tell. Is that the dog?
That is, I believe, there.
Yeah, that other part. What's...
So is that just another angle?
It's a different angle.
That's a different angle. So it's not... yeah, I mean, that's his Johnson.
Tiger genitalia,
right?
But I think that's just a different angle. Judging from cats that I've seen lick themselves,
yeah,
man, this video—it just—you can't avoid the tiger's butthole.
Well, no,
but that's not the beehole.
No, that's its donger.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's the
it's twisted around like.
Well, it's.
Oh, it's a different shot.
It's a different shot.
I see.
It's a different
shot. It goes from that angle to that angle.
Okay,
yeah. They just flip it. So that's why it looked like it was shouldn't have been bad.
Yeah. You shouldn't have your hands there. And I think it's on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
probably for some
I hope
a
not.
Shoot
I mean,
or
it's
video.
Not great anyways, but...
No.
Don't grab a tiger's balls.
So. You can't.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's amazing you live to tell about it. Here's another thing that never generally works out well for you. Anytime someone goes to get rid of pests with flamethrowers... Never works out.
No.
Great. No. A guy in England attacked a wasp nest with a flamethrower.
Pretty sweet.
But he wound up just setting the tree on fire and getting, they say, badly stung. They say actually significantly stung.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Cops were called out to a home in Shaftesbury after the guy tried to destroy a wasp nest using a flamethrower. The swarm of insects did not take kindly to the inferno.
No.
And they all attacked him with their stinging tails in retaliation.
I really don't like them.
Firefighters had to hose the tree down. The fire service didn't go into full details. All they said was he was significantly stung. They're asking people not to use flamethrowers to get rid of any nests.
Bees all around, like when I was trying to visit my parents over the weekend outside, and it was just all these bees, and they have every gadget to try and kill these things, like zappers and shooting them with guns, like these, like,
assault
you know,
guns.
Like, yeah, the assault guns.
Yeah.
Are they like the yellow jacket?
Yeah.
Things?
Yeah. My mom was freaking out.
Does anybody else have issues with wasps this season? Because I've had some epic battles with wasps in my backyard. Yeah, like there's one that I thought was like the wasp Terminator. I'm trying to vacuum the pool, and this thing keeps buzzing by my head.
Terminator.
I'm trying to dodge it and not get hit, and I finally swatted it with my hat and knocked it in the pool. Then all of a sudden, like in the Terminator, when he comes out of the fire, like this wasp comes out of the water. It comes right for me again. Dude, I'm running! It's coming for me! I gotta get in the house!
Like, it was able to fly?
Yeah!
Even though it got wet in the pool?
His like, voice cracked a bit.
Right now. I'm trying to vacuum the pool so it looks nice to go for a swim. I can't even do that with these pests in the yard.
They dive bomb me in the pool. And they wait. Like, I'll go underwater.
Yeah, no, they're waiting.
And I'll come up and they'll be there. He's like, ah, gotcha.
Yeah. When this sucker came out of the pool water, it's like we locked eyes. And I was like, holy S.
Yeah.
I am dead. And
yeah.
I've left everything in the pool vacuum. I ran in the house. Got a Diet Pepsi and relax.
I get it. It's hard to relax.
The last few places I've eaten outside, there's those yellow jackets are everywhere.
They love food. People, they can smell that fruit. If anyone has anything like that.
Beer or wine, they'll go for that.
After that.
The funny part was like, so Jade and then my buddy and me, and we were all like sitting at this table and these yellow jackets kept flying around. And Jade is like, bah! Like everybody's like enjoying their meal. And then everybody, the yellow jacket would try to fly into your ear or whatever.
Oh my God. And you'd be like, no, forget that.
Having like peaceful conversations.
I hate outside eating.
It's
just
bad
for
right
the
now.
Bugs.
Yeah. Just this time of year, heading into fall, is when they really seem to come out in full force. Like if you've ever been to a cider mill or a pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Chuck at his. We took our kids once, and it was Chuck's wife lasted about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, she couldn't take it.
She has a big fear of them, and there were so many at this cider mill that she had to go.
When you're trying to eat corn. You know, and they're coming right after you because of it. They're like, I want some of that.
I've had seagulls come after me. I've had beasts.
Yes.
Cuckold has been a big topic for the past couple of years, but it's really gotten some mainstream attention over the past little bit, especially with all the scandals surrounding Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yeah.
So they looked around the country just to find out which states lead the way when it comes to cuckolds.
Huh.
Where are people involved in cuckolds the most? And before I give you the results, and as I teased people listening to the show, are some of the best cuckold people apparently in the country.
Yeah.
Have you been in a cuckold situation and how did it get started? Because that's what I'm interested in. How did you set that up? How did you all get involved in it?
Yeah.
And which role did you play? More so from the relationship angle as opposed to the bull. I just don't want to hear guys brag about being invited into bedrooms. But in your relationship, did you get into a cuckold situation? You can be anonymous if you like. If you must, you can ask for voice changing technology. 1-855-954-6969. And for again, I'm sure there's still some people in the world that don't know. Cuckold is basically, you know, watching another man be with your lady.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you are in the room. You may or may not take part. The classic cuckold, I guess you do take part. But generally, it's just guys watching someone else bang their woman.
Yeah.
Where do you think leads the way in America when it comes to cuckolds?
I'm going to say Michigan, Dave.
Not Michigan.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked by that.
Not. Lisa's closer. Florida's number 6. Florida in the top 10 when it comes to cuckolds. Alabama's number 1.
Oh.
Alabama
well, has more cuckolds than any other state.
We're just doing a classic Alabama cuckold this Saturday. It's going to be hot. I'm going to watch my wife get railed.
Bring in the bull.
Michigan's actually pretty far down the list. Number 31 when it comes to cuckolds. Other listeners in New Hampshire, you're number 4. pretty big in New Hampshire. In Massachusetts, kind of close to the middle there at number 29. Rhode Island's number 28. Hmm. But Florida, out of all the listeners, Florida and Nebraska, or Florida and New Hampshire have the most cuckolds.
Hmm.
The least, Hawaii and California. California shocks me because it seems like folks in California get up to no good.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're not doing cuckolds?
I don't know.
They're probably just having California style sex.
They might be more swingers. They might be more swingers than.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the biggest thing in California?
Number one fetish in California. Yeah. What would you look it up as?
California's number one fetish
is.
Let's see.
Okay, well, this is, you know, this should tell us here. Like break it down by state? Probably not. Look it up and see.
It's interesting.
Oh my! Oh Jesus!
I have that
wax play.
Oh, there you go.
Wax play.
There you go.
Wow! Look at Alaska.
My goodness!
Oh, a bunch of human punching bags.
Yeah. They like a fist.
Oh my gosh! They sure do.
Kapow!
Michigan likes humiliation.
Texas likes whipping. Nylons in Massachusetts. Piercings in Florida.
What's impact play?
I'm assuming kick to the nuts and like smashing your nuts.
You think that's what that is?
I'm just guessing. It's a pure guess.
Armpits.
Sports gear is
It's Wisconsin. A human sexual practice in Illinois? Which one person is struck. It's kind of like, S&M kink. One partner strikes another with their hands or a toy for sexual gratification.
Huh. Not as weird as I thought it would be.
Can sound intimidating if you don't know where to start. You know what I'm not ever going to be into? Impact play.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. But don't you feel impact play is kind of just like spanking?
Yeah, that's what I kind of drawn the lines to.
No, I just canceled any Alaska plans.
Well, Alaska is not the place. That is a
You don't
want to
go anywhere where fisting's number one.
Yeah, no,
you
don't.
Really don't.
No,
you don't need to be involved in either side of that, really.
Yeah.
Because that'd be really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess impact play could be harder stuff, but sports gear? Like, if we mean like, you know, I'm wearing like a catcher's.
Well, it's a couple. There's a couple that is sports gear.
So you're wearing like shoulder pads and nothing else or something?
Oh,
sports gear.
I'm guessing like it's chicks in.
Is sports gear the next big fetish? Padding, uniform, and sneakers.
I wonder if like the lingerie football league helped this out.
It's like locker room porn, right?
Is it?
Or it's like when you're banging like in yoga pants, you know, sometimes they rip the yoga pants apart.
Oh, I wonder.
You can't resist.
Yeah, I wonder.
I don't know. This link says put me in.
I think it's a gay male fetish.
Yeah.
Of course. Why is this stuff that anything looks cool? Always got to be gay.
Well, but I think I found a website for you.
Yeah, send me that link.
James. It pretty much has every filthy sports outfit you could ever wear.
I believe those have no back.
Those are backless shorts.
Mm-hmm. I like the ones to the right that are just the man thong.
Well, of course you do.
Wow, how is there a market? Look how much stuff they sell. How is there a market for all this?
It's expensive, man. Is this how much it costs to look as good as you do?
Yeah. Why do you think it's so hard for me to look so good?
Oh, my God. That's expensive.
I think sports gear is more about a gay thing.
Yeah, it looks like it. Looks like it.
Gay sportswear fetish.
It's kind of a bummer because some of those outfits I think look great.
Well, I mean, doesn't mean you can't bring it into the bedroom.
I know, but I already deal with that enough.
Oh, there's used underwear.
Erotic electrostimulation.
Yep, that's what the.
What is that, in Idaho?
I think so.
Is that where that is?
Yeah.
I imagine the electrostimulation comes from a potato battery.
Well, that's all I got there is potatoes, so they hook that right up to their parts.
Yeah. Hook those jumper cables up to that potato battery, then hit me with the nipples.
Yeah.
And call that an Idaho good time.
North Dakota on here says that's their number one, cuckold.
Wow.
Hair fetish. Is that Tennessee?
What is it? That's hair fetish.
Hmm.
No.
thought that said sluts. That says suits. I was like, what?
Well, who's not into sluts? That's Georgia is the hair fetish.
Suits.
Oh, my God.
So, like, dress up? Like, dress wear?
Yeah, I think so.
In New York, they like leather.
Is this a gay survey?
No, it's a fetish map of the United States of America. The only one that seemed to be more gay-oriented was the sports gear.
Well, but suits, sports gear, this thing.
What's a yoni egg?
Isn't that what a lady can put up in there?
Lady, right? Lady or guy.
Well, it's like isn't it meant more to be in a lady's vagina?
Like a strengthening egg?
Yeah.
What is
I don't know if it's a...
Carved from crystals into the shape of eggs, they're inserted into the vagina for up to 12 hours a day for the purpose of strengthening the vaginal muscles, connecting with your sacred femininity, and toning your pelvic floor.
Yeah, I think they're watching people shoot them out.
Just launch them?
Well, not launch. Like, they probably don't launch like a ping pong ball, but...
It's more of a plop, I would imagine.
More of a...
We were shocked that
once you plop, you can't stop.
California is way down on the cuckold list, and someone said, "I'm not really surprised. No one's in typical relationships in California. Threesomes are like the normal, more swinger-like stuff, just not set up to be a cuck lifestyle. Can't really be one if you're not committed to someone in the first place."
Yeah,
and that makes more sense, I guess. Right? Anything goes in California. So if you don't have a typical marriage, you can't really have a cuckold relationship.
Right.
Someone said Alabama cuckolds more because it's easier to let another man sleep with your woman when she's your cousin.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, swaffling is considered impact play.
Sure.
If you're hitting someone with your dong.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I guess Chuck is into impact play.
Yeah. I told you that.
Kapow!
That's how I make the sound effects, too.
This guy said that his boss has been in a cuckold. He was at a party, and a woman invited him up to her room. They began to get busy. That's when her husband snuck in and started to watch, but then eventually tried to join the fun.
Classic cuckold.
The boss left the room when the husband tried to join the party.
Classic cuckold.
That's when most guys would be out.
Well, yeah.
When someone tried to join the party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and because I think people get talked into it by the girl. Don't worry, he won't get involved, he just will sit in the corner, blah blah blah. And I think that maybe the first time that does happen that way, and maybe the second time it doesn't.
Someone was in a accidental cuckold, they say. Husband and I were setting up a threesome, found out last minute she wasn't much into girls and wouldn't have participated with me.
Well,
and I'm not dishing out and not receiving, so I just let them continue and just told her what he liked. So she was in the accidental. She was watching her husband with another woman.
The term accidental cuckold sounds alarming.
I feel like a lot of guys get in accidental cuckolds, just like that boss. They think they're just having sex with a woman, and then there's a guy watching. I think a lot of cuckolds are accidental cuckolds. And either you choose to continue... Or you just say, what the F is that guy doing in the closet?
is there a man in there?
Hold on a minute. This guy said, girlfriend and I had a threesome with a male friend, but I don't really consider it a cuckold. I feel like cuckold implies an aspect of humiliation for the boyfriend or husband, and that wasn't a part of our fun times.
And I do agree with that.
I agree with that, too.
I agree with that.
Yeah, the cuckold is... about the humiliation, isn't it, on some levels? Or someone cheating or someone...
It's about watching yourself get degraded.
But I know that there's... But well, see, that's where it gets into the weird stuff. Like, there's the hot wifing, and then, you know, like, the classic cuckold is like a guy almost whimpering in the corner as a bull is destroying his wife. He's so much better at sex than you that he's destroying. She's going crazy. And you're just humiliated, and that's one thing. And then there's the guy who, like, the girl and the guy call the pizza guy. The pizza guy shows up, and the wife is, like, nude and tries to do stuff with the pizza guy. The whole time, the guy's in the other room like, oh, my God, yeah. This is awesome. This is awesome. I think that's hot wifing, where
it seems like the classic cuckold, but you're not humiliated by it. You're like, yeah, do it. You're like, go do it.
The dictionary defines it as a man whose wife is sexually unfaithful, often regarded as an object of derision.
Derision.
That's the actual definition of it.
Yeah. But I mean, they really do. In that world, there's all sorts, and they come out of the woodwork every time we try and talk about it. But there's so many different breakdowns of what everything is.
Yeah, there's a cuckold for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your cuck? For sure. But you probably don't want to be in an accidental cuckold.
Right. That's the worst.
No.
Because that's too
and
shocking.
What's funny is that in the little porn world, accidental cuckold is actually a thing that's starting to take off. And what it generally is so like couples will attempt to do like a four-person swinger thing. No, and the other people agree, not realizing that the guy and the girl are into like in on it, where the girl says like, no, I'm not doing it. Meanwhile, the other stuff has already started to happen. So the guy is like left to like just be like, oh, my God, I'm just watching.
Yeah.
My wife get railed right now. And I can't. There's nothing for me here.
How did it come about? It's cuckold, equivalent to the old French cuckoo. Apparently originally applied to an adulterer, referring to the cuckoo's habit of laying its eggs in another bird's nest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, who knew that?
I know, right? That's the origin of cuckold.
I didn't know
cuckoo.
That.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Can't come from the cuckoo. Cuckoo. Like when you're crazy, I say cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Yeah. Actually, it means you get around a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy's with us here. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
You know a guy who was in an accidental cuckold?
Yeah, so we were at this local kids bar, and we were all just hanging out, and this old lady approached my friend, and she started talking to him for like 15 minutes, and it was towards the end of the night, so we were trying to go, and they were the only old people in this bar, and we were like, okay, it's time to go, we gotta go, so we were walking out, and as we were walking out, we heard the lady turn to her husband and go, oh my God, honey, he's so cute. Can we please take him home with us? And after that, we just like pretty much ran out of there because they looked like they were one of those Alabama cuckold people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when you see old people in a bar like that, it's
almost trouble. Every time.
Yeah. It's almost
every time. That's what it is.
You don't want anyone to say, can we take him home with us?
No.
Like, take you back to our Alabama home.
Yeah, I can take you home right now.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.